I'm excited about the Mandela Washington Fellowship opportunity. I think, first and foremost, because I did apply last year, actually, but, you know, I wasn't successful. So, you know, but I was still dedicated and I was still wanting to, you know, to still try out for the opportunity. So I then, you know, got selected for this year. So, I am on cloud 9, cloud 10, somewhere up there about it.
And how do you think the Mandela Washington Fellowship will help you?
What I can actually say is the Mandela Washington Fellowship has actually started opening doors into a number of avenues. I can tell you, for instance, that even before we've already gone from the fellowship, I've managed to connect with one of our coordinators who's at the institution where I'll be going, who's also managed to connect me with someone who's involved in the arts faculty at the institution. So it's already beginning to open doors.
In terms of IT, where exactly would you say we are as a country, as Zimbabwe?
So in terms of IT, I think as a country, we still to tap into that space because, you know, there's a lot of opportunity that we stand to benefit from IT. There's a lot of technology which has not yet been adopted, you know, in our country. And I think even if you look at e-commerce, for example, we're still quite a long way from really realizing the benefits that e-commerce has to bring. So I think in terms of IT, I think we still need to mature in that space. In the US, for example, there's a lot more reliance on IT. To just put it in summary, I think we still have a lot in terms of realizing the full benefits of IT in our country.